It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 322. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. If you haven't had a chance, or, you know, do this as often as you can, because I try to update as often as I can the website. Visit that at miketechshow.com. You can email me suggestions for future show topics or any question. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message, and I actually have a voicemail for tonight that I will get to. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can visit the wiki. That's at mtswiki.com. That's where you can get links to all of the archives of the show. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/MikeTechShow. I have jam-packed show. I have lots of email that I need to get to. And then, of course, the voicemail message. And we're covering lots of topics, covering consulting. We got tips and tricks. So too numerous, because the email is so diverse. Before we get started, I want to address a couple announcements. Last week, on Friday, I was on Computer America, and Carrie and I recorded, but the audio archive, the quality wasn't good. Now, I was prepared to say tonight that that will not get released and edited, but we have two listeners, Lou and Vince, who really kind of throw down the gauntlet to me and challenge me that they are going to edit the audio, that it will be acceptable. And if it is, I will post it up. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I have such incredible listeners that would take on the task of doing that challenge, because the audio is very, very low. But if we can get the audio to where it's just reasonable even, I will post that up as a Tech Vets show. And yes, this week, Carrie and I recorded fresh content, and it is saved. And I will edit it and post it out this weekend. So that's two shows. Carrie and I, we're back. We will not be recording every week. We are going to at least record one show a month. If we have the time and we have the material and we have the content where it's fresh enough to do a show, we will get together and we will do another show in the month. So you may get some months that we could maybe do a show every week. You're going to get some months where it's going to be two shows a month. You're going to get some months where it's one. It's all depending on our schedules, what's going on, what topics we have to discuss. We don't want to bore you. We don't want to cover the same things over and over. So we want to keep it fresh. We want to keep the topics flying, and we want to keep it interesting and technical for you. So I just want you to know that we haven't gone away. I know it looks it. I know you think that. And a lot of people have written us, and we haven't. And we're going to get back there. Thank everybody for your patience, and hopefully you will enjoy the shows. So with that, let me take care of business, and then we're going to get started right away here. Anytime that I can avoid going to a client or a meeting where I can avoid the tolls, the gas, the unbelievable traffic in the Philadelphia area, I will turn to GoToMeeting to hold my meetings. GoToMeeting.com, incredible online meeting service where you can hold unlimited meetings for one flat rate. You can invoke voice over IP. You have an incredible tool set to allow you to present your screen on everybody else's screen. and you can easily hand off presentations so you can have multiple presenters. It's a phenomenal service, and you can try it free for 30 days. But you have to do one thing. You got to visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcast. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. I'm going to get to some email, then I'm going to play the voicemail. First, you know, we got the holiday weekend coming up here in the States. We got Labor Day on Monday, and please, everybody, have a safe and happy holiday weekend. I know I'm working on Saturday for a client. I'm going to be doing a semantic antivirus upgrade on their server and desktops. So we have to upgrade to the newer version. And the only time we were able to work this out was this Saturday. So I have that. And then I have some other jobs, little jobs I'm going to do. And then, boy, I'm going to be working my tail off on Tuesday. And I know that what I'm doing Tuesday will generate material for Thursday. I have all the confidence in the world that Tuesday, you can guarantee next week's show, there will be a segment discussing Tuesday, and we'll just save it for that. Let's get to some email, because it's been a while. And this is from Tony, and he says, this is Law Practice Software, and he says, big fan of the show. And this was sent back in July, so I'm sorry it's taken so long for me, Tony, to get to email, but that's how it's been. Big fan of the show, and I enjoy all of the useful tech information that you provide. I have a law firm that is looking to implement a practice management software. Not only do they want to manage the law stuff, but implement a package that has a CRM piece. They want to enter the information once and have the ability to have that information flow throughout the whole package. Of course, they could implement QuickBooks, some time billing package, some law practice software, and ACT, but it is a pain to sync all of the packages. Might be a good topic for a show, not only for law offices, but what packages CPA offices, doctor's offices use to help manage their practice. There is some decent consulting dollars to be made with so many packages out there. It's hard to start that process. Looking forward to your response. This is a great idea, Tony. In the law practice, I have clients that use the product Needles. I will link that in the show notes. Needles is a complete package for managing, doing the time billing, keeping all of the information for a law practice. So it's specific. It's for lawyers. For CPA, boy, there's so many, you know, doctor's offices. There's so much software out there. I encourage everybody listening. Are you consulting or working with a particular vertical package? Now, the vertical package is a package that is for just a particular profession, and you can buy it off the shelf and install it. I want to know about that package, and then I will put a show together. So I want this email to launch what could be a topic for another show. Get back to me. Let me know the package. Send me the link, and then give me a thumbs up or thumbs down on the package that you're working with. You know, maybe that's the package that you have for your doctor's office, but you know what? You hate it, and this is why. But you have to live with it because that's what your client's using, or that's what someone you know is using, or maybe it's the office you work in. So let me know. I think that's a great topic, Tony, so thank you very much. We got a little giveaway here with this listener. This is from Chunko Park. I'm a longtime listener from South Korea. I don't think there are a lot of listeners from Asia, but I'm a regular listener. I enjoyed your show 317, and that was about growing your business. It has been a great help. I'm a co-founder of a small company in Seoul. It's been about 9 years since we started our business. We use lots of utilities and programs introduced from your show, and we really like it. I also like shows about growing business and job interviews. I listen to a lot of podcasts. After I replaced my old Audio U3 MP3 player with an iPhone 3GS, I missed one great feature from the U3. playback speed control. I know iPod player supports 2x and half speed, but that was too fast or too slow for me. I've searched the App Store, but didn't have luck finding what I need. I'm a developer and programmer and programmed the iOS apps since last year. So I went ahead, developed an iPhone app that supports variable speed playback. It's called Speed Up Player. It plays directly from your iPod collection and supports half speed, 2.5 speed playback. You can simply change the playback speed by touching a slider. It supports podcasts, audiobooks, iTunes U tracks, as well as music tracks. The pitch is also preserved while changing playback speed as you don't hear funny voices. Mike, you have a wonderful voice. I didn't realize it when I was listening to your shows from the old U3. It doesn't have pitch correction. It also has study mode. It helps you quickly repeat a section or quickly move within a track. Sleep functionality prevents your iPhone from battery drain while you sleep. It supports iOS 4 multitasking and remote controllers and have all the basic functionality expected from a music player. It's available at the App Store for $2.99. Here we go. Here are 5 redeem codes you can give out to your listeners. And he says, contact me if you want more. I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask him for one more for me. So I have 5 of these apps. What I would like you to do is email me, because I want to know that you have an iPhone and you're listening to podcasts and audiobooks from an iPhone. And what you do is you email me and let me see how many come in. I'll tell you, with the apathy that we've had with listeners and participating in contests, you have a pretty good chance of getting this. So send me an email requesting that, you know, you listen to the podcast and you listen to the audio, and I will put a code in your hands. I really, really want to thank Chung Koo Park for not only listening, but taking the time. And what a great way to market your software. Put it in the hands of some people and give that away. Thank you so much. And I will have a link to the app on your App Store. And what I ask is, anybody who's going to do that, use it and then send me some feedback. And so you know what? The app will only get better. Let's get them some feedback on how the app is and whether you like it, whether you know it helped you or not. I think that's a great idea. And anybody out there who has apps like that that you want reviewed and you want my listener base to have access, plus I think it's a great marketing tool, please, please send me some keys that I can give away to listeners. This is from John. It's about my phone issues that I had way back. And he says, just heard you had a major issue with AT&T when switching the account to your wife's name, since you could get a discount. I hope that it all worked out for you. It sort of worked out. However, did you check to see if doing this renewed your contract back to a new 2-year contract? No, it did not, which I thought it was going to do that, and it did not. Then, if you are on a smartphone such as an iPhone, I believe that also makes you no longer get the unlimited bandwidth. Now, I don't know how this was possible, but I was able to keep my unlimited bandwidth. And I thought for sure that I was giving that up when I was doing that. So the thing that I thought was the easiest for them to preserve, which was my rollover minutes, that was the most difficult thing for them. They couldn't, but they could preserve the time on my contract, and they also could preserve my unlimited, which I don't want to give up yet. So I have unlimited data on my iPhone for a flat rate, and I am not willing to part with that. And the only way I do is if I make a major change to my AT&T account, where I drop it down to the 2 gig limit and it's $25, and then they have the 200 meg limit for $15. That's what you see advertising right now on television, where AT&T is offering a smartphone data package that's only $15. That's a 200 meg data limit. Let me tell you, 200 meg does not go far. It's pretty good, but if you watch YouTube or listen to Pandora a lot, let me tell you, you're going to suck up those that bandwidth, and it's going to go by, and then you don't want to have all of those extra charges. So you should have been able to get a new phone if they did renew your contract entirely. Well, that's why I think they didn't really renew the contract entirely. And I think if I go to a new phone, I will lose my unlimited status for my data plan. Right now, everything seems to be working out, John, but they were very good points to make that I think everybody should hear. When you're going to make a change, before the change happens with your phone, whatever you're doing, make sure a lot of the features that you have, if you have unlimited data, if you have a certain start date and end date for your plan for the 2 year commitment, make sure those things are being preserved, because you could be making a change that could reset the terms date or get rid of the unlimited. And you want to know that that's going to happen before they invoke the change. The person in the store, but that's not much help, but I'll say that anyway. Make sure that before they do it, that they will, the features you want preserved, that they are preserved, and that will be able to continue with those features. This is from Kevin, who is Reliant in the chat. I was reading on Lifehacker the other day. They had this cable supply website for one of their many stories. And take a look. It looks comparable to Monoprice. You know how I love Monoprice. I just put a big order in there again, which will be arriving Friday, because I need these cables for my project with a client on Tuesday. So I had to get them rushed out so they would be delivered on Friday. Well, this website is called deepsurplus.com. Let's check it out. Let's see if we can get a review on this. And it's deepsurplus.com. Thank you, Kevin. Give a listen to this voicemail, and then we will continue with the email.
Hi, Mike. This is Brad. I've been listening to show, I believe it was 317, where you're talking about building your business. And you talked about searching for a particular domain name, MHS Consulting, and you're looking for .net or .com. And you said you kept looking till it came available. I don't know if you know it or not, but GoDaddy has a service, a backorder service. I believe it was $18 when I did it about 3 years ago. And what it'll do is you tell it what domain name you want, and if it comes available, it'll automatically snag it for you. The $18 covers one capture. So you can put in you can change it if you want, put in one domain name today, and a year from now, put in a different one if you want, but it will go forever. I had it for about 3 years, and I felt very lucky. I snagged computer support guy, and I didn't have to do anything other than wait. But I had tried 3 or 4, even 5 other ones prior to that, and you can keep changing it. It doesn't cost anything to change. But once it snags it, you have to pay again if you want something else. So I think it's called their backorder service, and you pay the fee, and you tell it what domain name you want, and if it comes available, it'll get it for you. I hope this helps. Great show. I'll keep listening. Thanks. Bye.
Great tip. And I should have used that service, and I didn't. But I ended up getting the domain name I wanted, which is mhsconsulting.net. And that is a good idea. If there's a domain name that you really want, then that's a great tip, which is go to GoDaddy, use their back order service, and try to snag the domain that you want. So that's a very, very good tip. This is from Philip. He's starting a computer repair business. Hi, Mike. I'm starting a computer repair business for on-site repairs. I tried to remember the show in which you mentioned the tax number that's needed and also opening a bank account. Should I get this first or just start doing some computer repairs? This is my website. Thanks for your help, Philip. Philip, just start doing repairs. You will need a tax identification number, or referred to as an employer identification number, or EIN number. It's free, and you can get that online at irs.gov. Here's when you need it. When someone asks you for your Social Security number or your EIN number, then you need it. And when that happens, you have to report it, because they're going to report the money that they give you. And that's why they asked you for that. And they're going to give you a 1099 form where they're going to report that money. When that happens, you have to have it. Also, when you want to open a bank account in the company's name, you'll have to have your EIN number. You don't have to have it, but you really do need it as you start. And also, you're going to need it before tax time. So whenever you're going to do your taxes, go to irs.gov, put in for an EIN number, and then you're going to need that to give to your accountant to help with your taxes, because now you want to give the EIN number instead of your Social Security number. Now, the ultimate way to do this, and this is legal, and there's nothing wrong, what you really would want to do is get an EIN number as a sole proprietor, then use that EIN number to get another EIN number, which is an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation. Now, remember, I am not an accountant. I am not a lawyer. I am not a tax attorney. But that is good advice, where you have the one EIN number to get the second EIN number. And yes, that is legal, and everybody does that. You want to protect yourself, and you want to protect exposing your personal assets. I recommend that if you get big enough, that if you start really having a lot of clients and this is going to happen, then you want to consider an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation. And what you would want to do is consult an attorney, and you could get this pretty inexpensively, where they can help you not to just get the LLC number, you can get that yourself, but to incorporate within your state. So you got to talk to an accountant. That should happen. This is from Jeremy, and he says, this is about Amazon. Hello, Mike. Well, first off, I have to say I love the show. You do a great job, and I can't tell you how much I have learned from your show. I myself am more of a Linux junkie and trying to move away from Windows as much as I can. You really opened my eyes on some of the great things Windows can do, and a lot of time people miss, even me, but that is now why I am emailing you today. I am just shocked in a way I can't even tell you. I ordered from Amazon late Friday night, and to my shock, I had my Netgear ProSafe wireless VPN switch here at home when I got home from work, and just wanted to give you a heads up on the status, as I was not thinking it would be there until Wednesday or Thursday, as I was cheap on shipping. That is all for that. Yes, Amazon has been doing an incredible job in getting their shipments out. I noticed that too, where I ordered something and it was supposed to be in 2 days and I got it in a day. Amazon and Newegg, they've been tremendous. And, you know, he did go on and mention that he used my link. And please, if you're buying from Amazon, continue to use my link. I appreciate it. Now, Jeremy continues, now for a show idea, just a small one. I know you have done a show in the past about switch and routers, but I would like to hear more about what you go through in picking out and the pros and cons and some ideas of setting up like a gateway, like Untangle, and then just using a switch and how you would set it all up. Or would you go with something else? And how large of a network would you start thinking about this? Jeremy goes on, he has a problem using Firefox when he's going to my page, and I am going to contact Jeremy to see what's happening, because I haven't had anyone else complain of this, of an issue. So we're going to see what's happening there, and I don't know if it's a problem within Firefox. He also was wondering, did Tech Vets pod fade, but I think as I covered at the beginning of the show that it didn't pod fade. So, Jeremy, thank you so much. You do have a good idea on a show on routers and the configuration using Untangle. I have a client that has an Untangle box that I actually inherited that setup because their IT guy last year retired, and then I picked them up as an account. And it's a law firm, matter of fact, a law firm that uses Needles, and they have Untangle and very, very happy with it. And it's very easy to maintain. And you can go to untangle.com, download the distribution, and install it. And it's so easy. Pick an old desktop and set it up, hook it up in your house, and start playing with it to help do web filtering. And you get all kinds of great metrics on the web usage. I highly recommend that. Now, when it gets to routers and switches, it all depends how big of a network are you connecting and how many desktops. And when you talk about a switch, do you want a managed switch that has capability of what they call VLANs, of separating the ports so you can do some separation between who's connecting to, like, I have five people on this side, five people on this side. They use the same internet connection, but they can't see. We got to make it where they can't see each other. So we need a little more intelligent switch. So it's all about how many machines do you want to talk together? And then that sets the port density. I'm a big fan of HP switches. Now, when it comes to the routers of a very small office or a home, they all work. Linksys, Netgear, I've used them all. There's been no problems. If you want to really get into using modified firmware to play, then you want the Linksys. There's the WTR-54G. They have lots of great Linux firmwares that can replace the firmware of that model, so you can use and take advantage of a whole bunch of features that are not part of the default firmware. So you got a lot of choices. It really comes down to what is the office doing, how many people, and do they need gigabit? If everybody needs to talk to a server or talk to each other via, and you need a gigabit network because of the files that they're moving back and forth, or maybe they're using multimedia, well, now that puts you in a different class of switch. So you would want the router to protect them, and then you need the switch. Now, if you need firewall capability, now you're talking bigger routers, Cisco devices, where it gets more complicated. You need more training, and you need more experience to be able to roll it out. So a lot of it varies, and that's why it's hard to pinpoint and do a specific show, since there's so many options. And maybe we just have to put a stake in the ground and say, okay, five-seat office, this is what you would do. But that would be so specific to just one slither of an opportunity. I would much rather cover what it would take for decisions on choosing switches, choosing routers, and the pros and cons of that as it applies to the dynamics of the office, of what that office is trying to accomplish. We didn't lose everybody on that. Anyway, Jeremy, thank you very much for that email. Kate has sent me an email with a link, and I'm really glad about this. It's a link to an article that Microsoft brings back the Windows 7 Family Pack. Here's a link to the blog post about it, and I thought other listeners might want to know about this. So, Kate, thank you very much for the link. If you can buy Windows in a Family Pack, you are going to save a lot of money. It is one of the things that I have always admired about Apple, where you could buy the Family Pack and you can get a 5-pack when you buy the operating system or when they come out with iLife. I don't know when 2011 is coming out, but it's going to be soon. I'm going to be able to just spend a couple dollars more and be able to roll it out on 5 machines. And as I look around, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 Macs in this house. Anytime Apple's coming out with something, you know I'm buying the family pack. So I have 5 licenses to be able to use. Glad that Microsoft would continue to, and I think they should be embracing it more. And they really should have been doing this all the time. This is the final email for the night. And this is from Roy. I have a couple others that will just have, they'll have to be continued. This is from Roy. And he sent this saying, I don't know if you missed this or not, but did you ever get this email? This sounds familiar, Roy, but you know what? I'm going to mention this again because it's worth mentioning because it's about backup. But I do think I've covered this, and I think Roy missed it. But you know what? It's worth covering again. I have been looking for a good backup and free tool for a long time. I've used SyncBack for a year. But this wasn't a complete solution for me because I had to choose between backup and sync. Each one has its own problems. I completely agree with that. And SyncBack is a very good program. I've read about GFI backup in a web article and decided to give the Home Edition a chance. This tool can sync or backup a folder, incremental or full, and support versions too. You can make the program to send you an email by supplying an SMTP account and about every backup with full details about what happened. Oh yes, and it's free. After hearing you talk about Shadow Protect and its capabilities, I think that GFI Backup is the closest free product for the home environment. They have a business edition too, but I haven't used it. Thank you for the show. Keep up the good work, Roy. And Roy is from Israel, and the program is GFI Backup. So I will have a link in the show notes to that. And since it's free, hey, let's give it a try. Let's give SyncBack a run for its money. You know I like SyncBack, and I use that. I have clients that use it. I also use Shadow Protect. I also use Acronis. There's lots of great products out there, but we like experimenting and seeing how the free products and what they can do for helping us secure safe backups that are reliable, that we know we can recover from a disaster. And you have to back up your data. It's not if the hard drive is going to crash. It is when the hard drive is going to crash. With that happy note, I want to thank you for downloading and subscribing to the show and for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. Please keep supporting my affiliate links as they contribute to the show. Very important. And if you use any of the products that I have linked on the left-hand side of the website at miketechshow.com, please support them and support the sponsor. Have a great, safe holiday weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.